This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings.
I'm scared.
Connie, there's a helicopter waiting for us on the roof. Keep your eyes on Mommy and Daddy, okay?
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming.
It's the summer of the end of the world. World War Z is just one of the movies this season with an apocalyptical feel. But there's also some good sleight of hand and a comedic look at teen sex playing on the silver screen. Here with her favorites is Kristen Meinzer, co-host of Movie Date on WNYC's The Takeaway. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Amy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. World War Z is what you call a fast zombie movie. What's that about?
Well, there are fast zombies and there are slow zombies. We all know the slow zombies. It looks like they took too much NyQuil. They're kind of slowly moving around. And I think that the slow zombies are really speaking about our fears about ourselves. And I think fast zombies are really about fear of outside forces, about terrorism, about anxieties with everything from diseases to our international relations. And World War Z definitely taps into those latter fears.
I was going to say, you got all of that out of World War Z?
Oh, absolutely. And how could I not? Because it's written by Max Brooks, who is the son of Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft.
And he takes zombies very seriously.
He takes them so seriously.
There's also an apocalypse comedy. Tell us about This Is the End, which I've heard great things about.
It's fantastic. It's obviously an apocalypse movie, but it has all of these fantastic stars playing kind of amped up versions of themselves. For example, we have Seth Rogen, who's just a stoner. We have James Franco, who's kind of super artsy, but not necessarily very smart. And it's so much fun to watch all of these celebrities playing versions of themselves, trying to do anything useful, trying to survive the apocalypse, when most of them, as we know, probably can't do much more than make scrambled eggs. And even that's probably a challenge for them.
In your travels, did you see anything that you would describe as apocalyptic?
I mean, no, but no. I would say it's completely obvious what's going on here. I mean, it's a zombie invasion.
That's Emma Watson, also known as Hermione from the Harry Potter movies, who is one of the only female survivors. We mostly see the male survivors of the apocalypse. She's coming in during this scene, and she's stealing all of the guys' things so that not only do they have no skills, but they can be beat up by a girl.
There's also Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim, where the Earth is attacked by colossal monsters. Why so many doom and gloom movies, Kristen? Isn't the summer supposed to be about American Pie Part 3, fun, frothy, lighthearted?
Like I said, I think that these apocalyptic movies are tapping into our anxieties. We have so many right now with international relations, with all of the fears in the world right now. But there are lots of light movies as well. And I'm excited about a lot of the comedies this summer.
All right. Give me some examples of them.
My favorite this summer as far as comedies, The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. It's about two cops, one FBI officer who's very straight-laced, played by Sandra Bullock, and one Boston street cop, played by Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy is not straight-laced. She's willing to do anything necessary to get her perps, and she is just hilarious.
You also like The To-Do List.
I love The To-Do List. It's great. It stars Aubrey Plaza, who a lot of people know best from Parks and Recreation. She is a teenage girl. She's just graduated from high school. She's going on to college. But between high school and college, she wants to learn how to have sex. And she creates a big to-do list that starts with French kissing and it ends with sex. And there's a whole lot of stuff in between. And it's hilarious, partly because it just shows how awkward things can be when you're a teenager.
And no. My teenage years passed so smoothly. I don't know about yours.
Oh, gosh. It was so smooth and perfect. You could make a movie out of my life. No, but then it also shows a great time in certain people's lives like my own, the 90s. If you were a teenager in the 90s, it's just a great trip of nostalgia with a terrific soundtrack from that time.
Kristen Meinzer is co-host of Movie Date on WNYC's The Takeaway. Thanks so much for giving us your summer movie hit list.
Thanks so much, Amy.
This is WNYC.